When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're looking back at 2023 now, because news doesn't happen in December. I'm Harriet Langley Swindon, and this is Noncensored. Hello, and welcome to Noncensored, the podcast that usually wraps up the very best bits from my very real daily radio show into one easy-to-digest highlights package. But this week, we're going to take a look back at 2023. I'm joined live in the studio by producer Martin and Ishan Akbar. And let me start by asking, Ishan, what was your highlight of 2023?
Well, 2023 has been a magnificent year, both for our radio show and, of course, this podcast. So many wonderful things have happened for us to talk about in the world. For me, I would say, as your diversity correspondent, 2023 has been the year Britain finally ended racism.
Wow.
2023 has been the year that has been the least racist, the least misogynistic.
Great.
The most progressive time. We sacked a brown woman twice in the space of a year.
Is that, how's that, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, Ishan, but how's that progressive?
Is it, of course it's progressive. That's progress. You know, not only are we able to appoint brown people into senior positions like Home Secretary, we can sack them from them too. That's equality, surely.
Do you think we should fire more of them?
I think we should appoint more brown people and sack them.
Brilliant.
Because it shows to me you're looking at them as equal parties. Do you know what I mean? When Suella Braverman was sacked the second time round, I don't remember hearing anybody say she was sacked because of her race or her gender.
That is so true. That is progress. A good point.
If that's not progress, I don't know what is.
And also, do you think, I'm just putting something out there, because in 2022, I think it was 2022, dates aren't my strong point, but the race report came out and it said that we were very unracist and really brilliant country. Do you think that has emboldened the nation so that we're on a path to, well, less racism?
Of course. This is the thing with these reports is when a report comes out, the nation reads it and says, see, we're not that. So the race report was very clear. Said, look, we're not racist. And, you know, they had a black person leading that. And if there's anybody, if there's any group that knows about racism, it's the black people.
Right. I don't think
I'm going to query you there, Ishan, because recently it has been Lawrence Fox.
Well, he has been having a hard time of it.
He's the one who knows about racism.
That's
now.
True.
You know, I've got times to have changed. Say,
though, Ishan, I do question the metrics by which you're making this assertion.
Okay, go on, white man. Question me.
Well, no, I mean, not about your job or your capability to make a call. You were making a very a good call, and I'm sure you had good reason to make that call. Uh-huh. But rather that there is some other evidence that may be considered that suggests perhaps we're getting more racist.
Oh,
okay. Producer, how are we getting more racist?
How?
Well, the Jewish community don't seem to be having a wonderful time at the moment.
Oh, Producer Martin, we are not bringing in Israel-Palestine into our
I
didn't realise this was about Israel-Palestine. I thought it was the Hummus Wars of North London.
I don't know about the Hummus Wars of North London.
Well, yeah, it's almost impossible to get some good hummus on Green Lanes these days. But that's not what we're talking about, Ishan.
That is absolutely shocking. Anyway, Ishan, you're not the only person that we've asked what your highlight of 2023 is. A bit earlier, we talked to Nadine Dorries about her highlight of 2023, and this is what she had to say. Now, Nadine, obviously, when we were looking back at 2023, we had to bring you in. You've had such a huge effect on this year in so many ways. Mm-hmm. So thank you once again for coming in the studio for this special.
Thank you, Harriet. Time Magazine, Person of the Year alert. Only joking, but who knows?
Well, I don't think they've chosen yet. So,
exactly.
Well, at the time of this recording, so who can say?
And anyone can be nominated. Anyone can be nominated. Did you know that Hitler was nominated? So anyone can be.
Was he nominated?
Yeah, he actually was nominated because you can nominate anyone.
He wasn't all bad, was he?
Well, no, exactly. I don't think that's what it shows. I think we should be clear that that's not something that is being shown.
Well, it's great to get a nomination. Always, producer Martin, you can't poo-poo people who get nominations for
exactly.
things.
Well, no, I wouldn't.
But Nadine, talking of nominations, I would love you to nominate your favourite moment of 2023.
Oh, Harriet, so many to choose from. Whether it was sorting out everything in my constituency of so that I no longer had to do any work there, or whether it was the announcement of the plot. The book that is taking the world by storm. Are the things in it true? Are they not? Read the plot. That's my tagline for the book.
Well, wonderful. Let's talk about your book, because you're right, that's a huge achievement and people have been so excited about it. The Daily Mail have been writing about it. Nadine, I'm only saying this as a journalist. Some reviewers have been a little bit unkind. I think that the Times sort of said it was something like the most extraordinary book they'd ever read, but not in a good way. I can't remember the exact
word. Do you know it was a bad way? This is so you, to put a negative spin on it. Why would you say it was in a bad way?
Well, Nadine, I'm sorry, it was a negative review. Said it was the strangest, it implied it was the strangest book you'd ever read.
Well, have you heard about Netflix? And there's a thing on it called Stranger Things. Everybody loves it. If you want to watch it, I can give you my password.
I have to jump in there. I don't think you're allowed to share passwords on Netflix anymore. And I don't think we can.
You sound just like the Ethics Committee. Go away.
I'm just trying to stop lawsuits.
Nadine, you've talked about the release of the book being one of your top things of the year. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you'll tell us, just, I have to ask, I'm just going to throw it out there. Can you reveal who the mysterious Dr. No is in your book?
Well, at this junction, I cannot. But part two, which will come out next year, maybe, who knows? The publisher does sometimes just hang up on me. But who knows? Maybe I'll release it then, and then you'll all have to buy it and see. And maybe I won't release it in that one, and it'll be in part three. Answer the phone, please, publisher. So now I can't release that information at this junction, but he is a real man. He's a real guy. Stop suggesting that it's not real and I made it all up for clicks.
Great. Well, I think that clears that up. Interestingly, though, you also said that one of your top things of the year was the work you've done for your constituents. Elaborate, because I don't know what you mean.
Well, a lot of my enemies, for example, the entire media and all of the Labour Party and all of the other MPs in the Conservative Party, which I was part of, they all were so full of it. They all were saying things like, oh, Nadine hasn't been into work in months. Oh, Nadine hasn't been into Parliament since Boris Johnson was stabbed in the back. They all say things like that, but they never look at the things such as how I sorted out my entire constituency, which is why I didn't need to be there.
Right. Well, I think that'll silence the naysayers, don't you,
exactly.
Producer Martin?
Yes, yeah. I mean, I did have some follow-up questions here about any sort of traffic improvements, and anything going on with the infrastructure and the town planning within your constituency, and also sewage removal. But it sounds like everyone's just really happy with your work. So
yes, Michael. I just have to assume it's all fine because obviously I haven't set foot there for a while.
Yes. Well, that would be hard. That would be hard to do your job if you haven't been there.
Yes, because I've got a lot on.
She's a busy woman. She's a busy woman. Well, wasn't that great hearing from Nadine there?
Yes.
Possibly the last time we will hear from her, unless, of course, she takes on a position in government again, which is perhaps not beyond
I have to say, Nadine,
possibility.
Nadine Dorris and Esther McRae might be two of, and I look, I know we shouldn't look at women in this way, but they may be two of the sexiest women ever to have served in government.
Right.
What do you mean by
you
that?
You need to say that.
What do you mean?
Just,
there's
just something about both of them. I just
why?
I just think that there's something. About
I don't think
them,
you should. I don't think you should say that about women, Ishan Akbar.
Sorry, I apologise.
Anyway, you know there are other women who are just
Esther
as sexy.
Yay. Sorry.
Right, I'm going to move on from that. Now, one of the things Nadine talked about was of course her book, and I'd like to talk about one of my low points of 2023. And that was Prince Harry's book, Spare, coming out, which I thought was awful.
Oh.
The fastest selling non-fiction book of all time.
Well, what a disgrace.
Well, you can't argue with that, what? Can
and
you?
Surely it's the Bible,
disgrace.
No?
Well, I think it's about the speed rather than perhaps the
it's
amount.
It's very,
of
very slow selling
published.
The Bible. It
oh,
takes,
yes.
goes on and on for years because people keep buying it, you see. There's no
oh, yes.
rush
yes.
for it. But Prince Harry. People
yes.
went mad. They went wild. They
yes.
ran to the shops.
Getting out all their
out.
Spare change.
Well,
oh,
spare
oh,
was very much
no,
the Usain
sorry,
Bolt.
Sorry, producer
of
Martin.
The,
Ishan just did
yeah,
a very
no,
funny joke
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I heard it. That's great.
Because it's called spare.
Yes.
Yeah.
Producer Martin, the book is called Spare, and he said
yeah,
spare
I got
change.
It. That's,
that
okay.
is that is absolutely wonderful. No, I thought it was disgusting, actually. But it hasn't all been bad for the royal family. And even though Prince Harry put out this book, it wasn't enough to besmirch the coronation. I mean, wow.
Oh, the coronation.
The coronation.
Wow.
What
it
a
was
wonderful
stunning.
Wow.
Time.
Coronation.
And that is one of my highlights of 2023, hands
that,
down.
Mine too. That weekend was one of the best weekends of my life. The coronation was happening. I was definitely in a K-hole somewhere. It was
What's
such a good
hole?
Weekend.
I think it's a hole in Ketteridge.
Like a coronation hole.
Oh, a coronation. It's spelled with a C,
yeah.
but yes.
Coronation no. hole. Yeah, we had a coronation party.
Oh, really? Yeah, why? Yeah. Why? I didn't... Why wasn't I invited to that, Ishan?
Oh, it was a lot of young people in Weavers Fields.
I am young.
Do you know where Weavers Fields is?
Yes, it's in Essex.
No, she's in East London, but we had a lovely time here. Lots of cool people, and it was important because we all had to wear something with the letter K for coronation.
For king.
For king.
King.
For the yes.
And he is now the king of our hearts,
yes.
which is really wonderful.
Well, he's the king of all of us, isn't he? He's not just our hearts, he's our livers,
yes.
our bowels.
Yes, all right, producer Martin.
The
it was
brain.
Really funny. Because me and three of our friends, because we were wearing
earlobes.
We called ourselves the Cool King Clan. And like, we're just walking around,
no.
the Cool King Clan. We were like,
yeah,
come on, king, wearing our crowns.
Did you have any, so if you were all sort of cosplaying as King Charles, did you have any Camillas at this party?
Yeah, there were some Camillas. But everyone started with the letter K. That was the K hole.
I mean, what I thought was so wonderful about the coronation was it was a time where everyone came together.
Yes.
You know, there is so much hate, so much division these days, but it was one where everybody was happy, everyone was together, everyone was smiling, everyone was enjoying the crowning of our king
yeah.
and queen.
There were no homeless.
No homeless. No.
Well, that is because they arrested anyone trying to protest and they moved the homeless
I didn't
on.
Remember that, producer Martin. I don't remember seeing any of that.
You can't
I
move homeless people. That's
smiling
the point.
Faces.
Where'd
I'm pretty sure
to?
They did do can't those things.
And also, I mean, let's face it: if you're homeless, you can find somewhere else to yeah. set up a home, can't
exactly.
you? It's not like
it, ultimately, it's your choice.
Yes,
it's a lifestyle choice.
Yeah,
you can just do what you want.
But listen, I hear you, producer Martin. Of course, I care about the homeless. Though it is a lifestyle choice. But yeah. I just think it was so nice. I didn't see any of these arrests that you talk about.
Well. There was certainly a lot of bunting up, and
yes.
I suppose that is nice. Is it
yes,
as nice
Yes, I think that tells you everything, doesn't it?
The freedom of speech and the right to protest, I'm not sure, but bunting is nice, certainly. We can agree
Producer
on that.
Producer Martin, you're a bunting.
Thank you very much, Ishan.
I don't understand.
Harriet, you're a buffting.
Oh, wait.
Harriet's a buffting, and Martin, you're a bunting.
Oh, wait, I thought it was a compliment. I didn't know.
No, but bun means ugly. Like... Buff means beautiful.
Oh.
Oh, no. No need for that. We're looking back at 2023. You don't need to insult my producer.
No, but he said bunting, so I thought he was talking about himself.
Now, we had Sir Keir Starmer, who's had quite a year, hasn't he, this year, 2023. And we asked what he enjoyed in 2023, and his answers were quite surprising. Let's take a listen. Sir Keir Starmer, now you have had quite a year.
It's been a big one. It's quite a biggie. If I look at them all next to each other, then this is going to be one I remember quite fondly, I think.
Yes, it's an array of highlights and lowlights, but we don't need to go into that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that there have been any lowlights, really. I choose to look back on it as the year of my coming forth, you know, my being finally celebrated and welcomed into the mainstream. I think it's been quite a big one. And I don't think I did anything wrong.
Probably.
I don't think I made any mistakes.
The last year of you not being Prime Minister,
yes,
I think
very
it might
possibly
be
well,
fair
I
to say.
I don't like to get too far ahead of myself, Martin, because we just don't know. But
my mate's
fingers
the
crossed.
Prime Minister.
All right, well, it hasn't happened yet, boys, has
There's
it?
A sofa it's... bed ready for you at number 10, Martin, whenever
no,
you want to come round and
won't
do a
that
movie
be
night.
Fun, and we could take our mountain bikes out. And,
yeah, you'll have your own little drawer to keep your snacks and things. And if it's all right, I'll put my snacks in there as well.
Why not? Yeah, bum bags for everyone.
Right, do you know what? I've had enough of this. Producer Martin, we are journalists, okay? Yeah. We have a responsibility. And there you are, getting chummy with the leader of the opposition, okay?
Martin's not
disgusting
a journalist.
And it's
just
not
my
what
friend.
We're about.
Well, I mean, I'm a producer in the sort of the sphere of journalism, so
yeah,
I suppose...
he's barely really involved in the podcast, is the impression I get.
And the radio show
Sir
really
Keir,
is
that's
more
not
of
about
an
it. I,
entertainment.
I can't deal with this chumminess. It's not on.
Well, does that mean that we can't... He can't come round anymore?
I don't think that means... That's not what it means.
We'll have to meet...
Sir
we'll meet in neutral territory.
All right, both
we'll
of you.
We'll have to find
somewhere
where there's
before.
No scrutiny.
When you whisper like that, I can still hear you.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh.
And I will say this once. If Sir Keir gets to number 10 and becomes Prime Minister...
When?
Myself and huge swathes of the media will make it our business to make sure no one gets too matey with those in number 10. Because we know what's important.
It wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen. There's no media bias here. Not in the Labour Party. Not in Keir Starmer's government. There'd be nothing like that. Martin, we can meet at M&M's World.
All right.
Oh, hang out with the big M&M's.
You know, there's meant to be a secret bar in there.
All right.
I don't know if it's
both
true,
of you,
but
I can still hear you.
Really?
This is absolutely ridiculous. Right, let's
move on.
You and
I will find it.
Sir Keir, let's talk about your highlight of 2023.
My favourite. So this is going to be the moment that I look back on most fondly. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Now, I think it's actually going to be something slightly different to what you might guess, knowing what you do about me, especially you, Martin, knowing what you know about me, you'd probably assume that I'm going to say the Barbenheimer double bill. But for me, actually, the best moment of 2023 was Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves. I thought it was brilliant.
Wasn't
Not
it?
Not enough so people are talking about it.
I absolutely loved
the
it.
The cinemas are light at the start of the year, but it doesn't seem to have lasted in the cultural conversation, so I'm putting it back on the map. Bloody loved that movie.
I tell you what, I didn't know what to expect going into it, but absolutely blew me away. It was funny.
Does that beat your appearance at the conference that got widely praised?
Oh yes, yeah, where they threw glitter over me because
they
were so happy to see me.
Over you, yes.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I'd probably put that third. Dungeons and Dragons, Barbenheimer.
Oh,
and then the big glitter celebration.
The by-election
was
nice, of course.
The by-election
was nice.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, yeah. But did you see Marcel the Shell with shoes on?
Oh.
That was beautiful. That was my eyes out.
Yeah, I mean, I've only seen the trailer. Only seen the trailer. And
you've got to watch the
it.
Film. It's got Isabella Rossellini reading a beautiful poem. So that's probably fourth. And then the by-election wins. But
yes,
it's been a good year. It's been a good year for the Labour Party.
It sounds like it's been a good year for you, so that's wonderful.
I also like the message of Dungeons & Dragons Honour Among Thieves. It reminds us that we don't always have to do the moral thing or the honourable thing or even the right thing. You know, it reminds us that thieves can be heroes. And in that way, you know, maybe it's okay for me to sometimes make terrible decisions or morally compromised decisions as well. Just something to think about. Don't know why I bring it up.
That's interesting, Sakir. What's an interesting thing to put out on this podcast? And do you know what? I commend you for saying it, because you can't always make good decisions.
No. Also, Chris Pine's a bit dishy, isn't he?
Oh, well, he's wonderful, isn't he? What a man. What an actor.
All right. Okay, that's it. I'm putting an end to this section now. All right. Thank you very much, Sakir.
Happy New Year.
And unto you also.
And come in and know me better, man.
We should do a little reenactment.
Right, I'm literally hanging up.
I'll be screwed.
I need the producer, Martin. I need you to do that. I need
I'll push the button off.
Love you.
We'll talk later, Sakir. Love you. Bye.
See you in the secret bar.
There we go. That was Sakir Starmer. What an interesting choice and a great year he has had.
Yes, absolutely. And more of it to come, I should say. Probably. Knowing him.
That's curious. Did you manage to get a chance to ask him about the Front Bench Rebellion over the ceasefire vote?
No, it didn't come up. It just didn't.
Strange that, isn't it?
Yeah, we would have if we could, but we had to focus on more important things.
Yeah, Mr. Flipperty Flopperty.
Now, I want to talk now about a big moment in 2023. And when it was a sort of a big sequence, let's say. The first was the Kangaroo Court, which led to the resignation of Boris Johnson. Mm.
I think it's important to flag up at this point, you're not talking about a court made up of kangaroos
that were dressed up to look
like a judge and jury. But rather your insinuation that it wasn't a fair trial.
No, it was not a fair trial. It was led by Marxist Harriet Harman and her little band of Marxist friends, some of whom, yes, were Tory MPs who had voted leave, but who were Marxists nonetheless.
Yes.
And it was disgusting. We were appalled. I mean, it was shocking. It really was.
This is the ethics committee that you're talking about there.
Woke.
Cross-party woke investigation.
That's what I think about ethics. Woke. Wokey.
They suggested that Boris Johnson committed repeated contempts of Parliament.
Unbelievable.
Including misleading the Commons when he said guidance was being followed in number 10 when he failed to tell the House about his own knowledge of the gatherings. Where is he? In Guantanamo? You've got to tell people where he is all the time. He's the Prime Minister, for goodness sake.
And and it's part of his personality.
Yeah, he's a party guy. He entertains.
Yeah, he's a party man. He's a party man who tells funny little white fibs. And why are we punishing him for that? It's absolutely disgusting what they did
to him. But also, I mean, that whole coverage over the year just went on and on. I mean, people just wanted, God knows what they wanted him to do. They felt like they wanted him to be hung, drawn and quartered, for goodness sake.
Yes.
It was actually quite unbecoming of the British public and media, to be honest with you.
I think you're right, Ishan. I think you're right. I think it was unbecoming.
I think people were mainly looking for an explanation. I don't think they were looking for any punitive measures, largely just to find out what was going on, why he felt he needed to lie to the British public and to the House.
Producer Martin, it's just a character trait.
Yes.
Do you think I punish you for, you know, Being
boring?
A boring man? No.
Well, I didn't know that you thought I was boring.
Well, I don't. That's because I don't punish you for it, Producer Martin.
You thought I was studious.
I understand that it's part of you, just as telling a few little fibby-wibbies is Boris Johnson.
Yeah, it's just a part of your character trait. I think there's a thing. We have to extend to one another this grace that we've all got certain character traits that may be seen by the wider public as unappealing characteristics. If you're a serial cheater, it's not your fault. This just happens. If you're someone who lies consistently, it's just part of who you are.
It's baked into the character,
yes,
right?
The DNA
I see.
Of the person.
So no one.
Well, listen, I will
has to have any kind of accountability. You can't help it. That's just the way
Martin,
you are.
Martin, come on, accountability. This government is all about accountability. It's all about accountability and integrity and professionalism. Okay? But it did slip the mark when it persecuted Boris Johnson.
Yes.
But I want to say, and I want to say to those lefty naysayers who pursued Boris Johnson in his trial by media, you didn't win. Because what happened? He lost his seat, he resigned, and Labour got all excited, thought, oh, now we can take Uxbridge. Well, no, they couldn't, could they? Because it became a Tory seat once again.
The Battle of Uxbridge.
Yes, that's right.
The great...
Because they realised, that no one gives a f*** about the climate.
No, I don't think we need to say that. I mean,
I can do it, Martin. It's a podcast. This is free speech. Podcast is the free speech version
this is
of
free speech.
Radio.
The rest is politics.
This is why I don't go on Radio 4, because it's not free speech.
Radio Bore?
Yes, Radio Bore.
All right.
Bore.
Well, can everyone please just stop plugging other podcasts and other stations?
I'm not plugging
at
it,
least.
Martin. I'm condemning it.
Yes.
All right. Well, either way, it's putting me in a very iffy situation.
Whether it's a channel or a radio station that has a number 4, we don't need it.
We don't need it.
Don't need it.
No, thank you. I went on the Today podcast, and do you know what happened?
What?
I said a few people were paedophiles, and they never broadcasted it.
Oh.
Wow. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
See?
No, I can see why they would maybe
what
hesitate.
Happened what, to censorship? Freedom of speech?
Yes.
Well,
you can't even call a paedophile a paedophile these days.
So Uxbridge remains conservative, thanks to the brilliant decision to prioritise cars. Cars, cars, cars. And that is the end of that.
Well, the Conservatives did lose a couple of by-elections. They did lose a couple of seats. We can't forget that.
Which one? Ones that don't count. What ones?
Well, I think they all count in a way, don't they?
No.
Because, you know, they make up the seats of Parliament.
Right.
Right.
Which seats did they lose in by-elections?
Let's see. Well, I mean, no one really remembers these.
Well, exactly, facts, because they're not important.
But they're still important. No, you get a
because the
MP
Tories,
out of it.
The Tories are still winning. The Tories are winning. It's looking good for the Tories.
Well, I can make things look good for me if I want. I could insert the names of those seats.
Well, Mid-Bedfordshire and Tamworth.
Nope, Selby and Ainsty and Somerton and Frome.
They sound like
siders. Do you know what? I just have to...
You know, and you can't say that those places don't count because...
Well, actually, to be fair on producer Martin, I had the best cheese toastie of my life in Frome.
Did you?
Oh,
what cheese?
I love a Frome toastie.
I don't remember what cheese, but I remember they had asparagus in it and I thought, this is a classy joint.
Asparagus in a toastie?
Mm, that's true. True story. I want to go now to listen. So we spoke to earlier the absolute maverick thinker, Jordan Peterson, and he told us about his 2023 highlights. Let's take a listen. Jordan Peterson, thank you so much for joining us and our look back on 2023.
Thank you for having me, Harriet. It's often that I look back on things and I reanalyze and revalue what was good, what was bad. It's a good thing to do, and I respect your institution for doing it.
Oh. Thank you. We deserve a lot of respect.
Yes, it is quite nice. It's quite rare that people ever respect anything that I'm involved in. Mm. So thank you.
I wasn't necessarily talking about you,
Jordan
producer Martin. I was talking more to the matriarch.
Right.
Thank you.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Okay,
the natural hierarchy is very clear on this podcast.
Mm.
Yeah,
mm.
I think
it's
fair.
I think patriarchy can be a wonderful thing, but sometimes there are some women who are built to be in charge, and that is me.
Yes, Harriet's a bit like a sort of mantis in that way, you know. It rules the roost.
Yes, and the first syllable of mantis is man. Is Harriet not adopting the form of a man in many ways?
Yes, I'm the...
Some women are high-powered. That's part of it.
Yes, I may have the body of a weak and feeble woman, but I have the heart of a man. So there is that. Now, Georgian, one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you about this is because you have such a unique perspective. And I wondered what your favourite moment was of 2023.
Probably discovering patchwork suits. It was very exciting for me. I've developed my wardrobe tenfold. I don't know if you're familiar with dazzle camouflage. They used to paint boats this way so it would disrupt their image on the horizon. People look at me, they don't know what to expect. When they get the wisdom I provide, they're even more excited. Now I wear these amazing new suits.
Yes, you do. You look like a composite of four different people coming towards you. I've seen some of them.
Well, that's because the power I manifest suits. Is more than one man. It's four men, maybe five by the end of 2024. We shall see.
Yes.
I mean, Jordan, I didn't get to see you perform at the O2. I'm sorry, I was busy. But did you wear one of your suits there?
I did a sort of blue and grey number at the Alliance for their Respectable Citizenship ARC, ARC. I, in many ways, am Noah. Get aboard my boat and copulate. And we will, you know...
Wow.
We'll cover the world in people who understand and question and are true to themselves and to me.
This is what
right,
I think
most importantly to me.
People forget about you is you're very biblical. You're a biblical fella, a biblical fella with biblical sensibilities.
You know, I've never really thought about Noah's Ark in quite that way. I mean, I suppose they were technically copulating, but I didn't think of it as a sexy affair, more that they were all just trying to get out of the water.
Well, there is no sexual gratification. There's no sexual pleasure that should be gained from reproducing. That's the only reason a person I can understand would have sex is to reproduce. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable. No one should find any joy in it, especially not the woman.
Oh, Jordan, that's rather sad. Did you say that at the O2?
I said a lot of things at the O2.
That must have gone down very badly with your female fans at the O2, Jordan.
But there weren't any. There aren't any. I know of none. You're the closest thing to that, and we've already established you have the heart of a man.
I do. I do have the heart of a man. You know, I suppose some women can't take it, but I think you're such a clever man.
So do I.
And a stylish one, as you've proven, with quite a surprising answer, I feel, to our question on the best moment of 2023.
Well, good to know that fashion plays a part in the mind of a thinker. You know, often people think that they're you're just a sort of dowdy suit-wearing person if you're engaged in these kind of discussions about psychology and the
well,
like.
Everything one does, you know, must be thought through meticulously. And if you're not wearing the essence of yourself, then how can you be true to what you are? I mean, what do you wear? Sort of dirty undershirt with Nirvana on it or something? What do you wear day to day, Martin?
Well, it's, you know, I do have a lot of band T-shirts, yes. I wouldn't say they were dirty. They get washed fairly regularly and I use a fabric softener. So I do like to stay quite clean, actually.
Men should not be softening their fabrics. I use fabric hardener.
Oh.
Well, there you go. You heard it there. Well, thank you, Jordan, for your very good look back at 2023.
Thank you for having me. Up yours, woke moralists. Let's see if you can cancel that. Good luck.
Right, well, so another big thing in the year. I didn't really see why we have to talk about this, but producer Martin said it in my list of things we should talk about it, and that is the COVID inquiry. Boring. It's done.
Well, necessary, though. Probably to pick over. I mean, at the time they said it was too soon, and now is probably the time.
Now it's too long ago. No one minds.
Right,
well, let's get on
well,
with our lives.
How it works, isn't it?
Let's get on. You know, let's move on.
Well, whether you like it or not, Harriet, it did go ahead, and there was some interesting fallout from it. Indeed, the way that certain people behaved, certain contracts that were handed out to individuals linked to members of Parliament. And, of course, Matt Hancock and what he was up to throughout the whole thing.
Yes, poor Matt Hancock. He decided to be friendly with Isabel Oakeshott, which was his first mistake. I mean, Isabel...
Never trust anyone called Isabel.
Well, no, Ishan, there are some lovely Isabels out there. And to be fair, I like Isabel Oakeshott. She, you know, she is good fun. Until after about the sort of 16-minute mark, and then she gets a bit trying.
Yes, that's true.
But you don't tell her your secrets. You don't let her look through your WhatsApp messages. I mean, that was a mistake, wasn't it?
And also, Producer Martin, you said the COVID inquiry has reached its conclusion. I mean, it hasn't. We're still having this trial by public with Matt Hancock going on. I'm a celebrity, and SAS Who Dares wins, and he's lip-syncing on TikTok. And everyone keeps bringing on his role during the COVID pandemic. The man alone. He fell in love.
I think what he's doing with Matt Hancock is, you know, he's asking for forgiveness. And there are stages to that. There is eating bugs in a forest and sitting around a campfire with celebrities. Then there's been shouted at by a small blonde woman, abuse. Mm. And I think he is taking on, I can't say, but I think he's taking on another show in 2024.
Right.
Where he gets beaten up by a pack of 9-year-olds.
Right.
Interesting. Mm. I haven't heard about that one.
Yeah.
Well, do we think that perhaps this is the same route that Nigel Farage is taking on?
Because Nigel Farage has got nothing to apologise for. He just wants to be with
some free kangaroo.
He just
genitalia.
Wants to be with the people. And yes, I have heard that Nigel, he's a bit quirky. Yeah. He does like to eat genitalia of animals. He doesn't understand.
As he always has been, a man truly of the people. He is in the political classes one of the very few people that you'd want to share a pint with. And actually, I think it's absolutely wonderful that he's going on television to share that gift, because, you know, people on television are very removed from the rest of society.
Yes.
And Nigel Farage is perhaps the most salt
man
of the
people getting paid over £1 million for his time spent in a reality
TV show. Well, producer Martin, I don't know if you've seen his little videos that he did back in COVID from his front room, but it really looked awful.
Yeah.
And he looks like he needs some money to make that up. And let's not forget that this was the year that he was persecuted by the banks.
Yes.
But, you know, it wasn't just Matt Hancock going back to the COVID inquiry, it wasn't just Matt Hancock who was one of the sort of stars, if you will. I mean, of course, we had Dominic Cummings on the podcast.
Oh, yes.
And he really let some corkers out in that inquiry,
absolutely.
Didn't he?
Yeah, that was sensational. In fact, I'll tell you what, I mean, he had to check his eyes out. Some of the stuff he was saying, I had to rub my ears to make sure I was hearing this correctly. It was absolutely bloody magnificent.
Yes, exactly, Jan.
Well, I mean,
exactly.
He seemed like a very angry man to me. He also got my name wrong quite a lot of the time.
Did he? What did he
it's
keep
not
calling
all about you?
You,
producer Martin.
Well, no, I mean, no, I suppose it's not, but
it's about the country. And
yes,
the country deserve not to have to hear about things that the government did wrong anymore. Anyway, now, before we end this episode, I want to hear about producer Martin.
Oh,
your highlight of 2023.
Oh, well, this is a lovely surprise. It's so rare. I really didn't expect this. I haven't prepared anything. I'd like to thank my wife, Jane, who's been a wonderful, brilliant thing for me this year and every year.
Producer Martin, no, come on. Cut.
I'd like to thank your wife, Jane.
No, I don't want to hear about Jane.
What?
I want to hear what your favourite thing is, producer Martin, of the year.
My favourite thing of the year?
Yeah.
Oh, of year 2023. Well, if I can't pick my loving family, and then in that case, I'd probably have to go with something like, I've got a fidget spinner this year. I don't know if you've ever...
I thought they were...
They didn't come out. They've been out for a while, but this was the year that I got a fidget spinner. And it's just really, instead of just checking your phone all the time, why not just have a fidget spin? Also keeps me, I think, in touch with the kids, which is always good. Don't want to be old grandpa producer Martin. Not yet, anyway. That's good. Although,
play with fidget spinners?
It's something that kids do.
I've never seen your children play with fidget spinners.
Fidget spinners. I'm sorry I even asked the question. But thank you very much. Well, there we go. That was it. That was our episode looking back at 2023. And we'll be back next week. So in the meantime, like, subscribe, tell your friends, follow the Out of Context Non-Censored Blue Sky account, and keep those questions coming to noncensoredpodcast@gmail.com. With thanks to Rosie Holt, Brendan Murphy, Ishan Akbar, Will C. Bagmont-Foray, Suze Kempner, Joss Norris, and Ed Morrish. I'm Harriet Langley Swindon, and we'll be back next week with more Non-Censored.